Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Give me a shout out for the cough, but it's going pretty good.
There we go. There we go. Right off the bat.
Welcome back.
Russ still has whooping cough. Is that what that is?
Yeah, still comes and goes.
Like Sports Talk with three stupid guys.
Comes and goes. Sometimes it's here and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, we took a week off there, and welcome to our penultimate slash final episode.
Yeah, we'll be combining next week with we'll be doing a Walking Dead podcast next week, just talking about some of the stuff coming up, and we'll tally up our final scores for this great football season.
So if you like Sports Talk, join us on The Walking Dead, because that is where you'll find us, and we'll finish up all of our sports talk goodness at the end of that show.
Yeah, there you go.
Besides, that might be appearing as specials on Netflix, HBO.
We're going to do a webisode here and there.
Yeah, you never know.
I think there's a Vice documentary about Russ. So,
explain that cough.
It would.
Get Russ some penicillin quick. So that's good. And if you like this podcast, and who doesn't? We have other podcasts. You can go to the whole enchilada feed, find out what's going on there. You can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JandJack, or you can go to our website, jandjack.com. Click on the button to become a patron. Or if you'd like to help the show, another way you can become an Amazon. If you shop Amazon, just go to jandjack/Amazon, something like that.
Amazon.com/JandJack.
Amazon.com/JandJack. It looks like your normal Amazon page, but you click on it, every little penny goes to Jay and Jack and all the rest of the people and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there we go.
It does help us all out. So.
Yes.
If you listen to Merryman podcast, they recommend like some certain products to buy on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. There is a product that we're trying to – there's a great product. I didn't even realize it was a product you could buy on Amazon. Yeah, we did our first Patrons Live monthly show for Married Men, and we had to take shots for every question we got wrong, and it was a fun time for one and all, except for us that had to wake up early the next day and go to work, especially Chris, who had to get up like 3 hours after we were done recording. Anything else? What's going on in the world of sports? The Raiders have – I just read before we came on air, the Raiders have – the guy that was – doing all the stuff, getting him to Oakland. I'm not Oakland, to Las Vegas, has pulled out. He's not going to put in money to help the move.
Huh. So how does that affect your Chargers now?
Who knows?
Oh.
Well, Goldman Sachs is still saying that they want to put money in for the Raiders to move there. But now people in San Diego are saying, hey, let's just go get the Raiders and bring them here because San Diego is building a soccer stadium.
Huh.
Okay. It's like the pull-out method. It's already too late.
Yeah.
The dirty deed has already been done.
There's
football already heading to Vegas.
Because Dean Spanos, who was who's driving the Chargers, they're going to take over L.A. I looked it up. The Rams sold 45,000 season ticket deposits in 2 days, 48 hours. Now, the Chargers have made no announcement whatsoever in the big StubHub arena. It only holds 30,000, and they have yet make. It's been almost 3 weeks, and they've yet to make an announcement of how many deposits they've sold for the L.A. Chargers. Because people,
because it's StubHub Arena, people are waiting till last minute for like prices drop down.
Oh, is that what?
Like...
Anyway, so that was the news today that the Oakland Raiders are not officially the Las Vegas Raiders yet.
Huh.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's just, you know, when you got a great commissioner, a take charge commissioner, it just shows you how sport can be run in such a great way.
And he finally has to show up to a New England Patriots game.
Yeah. You know who he's betting for.
Yeah.
He's got all his money on Atlanta. Please, 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 please.
Do you think he helped him out at all? He's like, hey, look in your Dropbox, by the way. You might find some videos that I took for you.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be a digital trail though. So, this day and age,
well, they could just destroy it like they did the last time.
Ah,
their videos and
break 1,000 computers. Yeah. Hey, I did want to thank Russ though, not only for making it to the show because I was worried, but I really appreciate you, the Chiefs, your team, giving Chris Ballard to the Colts. We have a new GM And I'm glad that Greason is gone, Greasy Greason. So, and I'm hoping that Ballard is a new face of change for the Colts, that perhaps, you know, he can make a lean, mean defensive machine out of them. So,
well, that long-suffering Colt fan you are.
Yeah, well, we haven't been to, you know, the playoffs for a while. Those Texans keep holding us out. So it's been a...
Was it been 2 years?
Yeah, seems like it.
Man, how do you deal with that?
That's, I don't know. It's rough. I heard this rumor, or actually it was like a study that found that bald men are more attractive and smarter. Did you read that? It was posted on the Facebook.
Definitely, he wrote smarter. definitely smarter. That goes without saying.
I'm thinking about losing hair over them. No, so. but no, thanks, Russ. I appreciate it.
So, Russ, do you have any inside scoop on this guy? Is he?
No, don't really know much about him, actually.
Okay.
He doesn't want to waste any time on that GM. He wants to get right to Twitter polls from 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
Twitter. I did have a question, though. Is you heard the 49ers hired his general manager?
John Lynch.
Now I'm driving to work today. I hear John Lynch has been hired. Or was it whatever day it was? I was driving my car and I go, John Lynch. I go, wait, is that the football player, John Lynch? I go, no. But I guess they did. They hired John Lynch.
Matt Millen, I think, went out and made a joke. He's like, man, he had the same qualifications that I did.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
And he's, well, and he's from San Diego, so you know he doesn't know how to win.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm sure nothing can go wrong with the 49ers. It's not like we've had any experience of dealing with people with inexperience getting into some high-ranking position and just totally blow it. So should be fine. 49ers, you're okay. You're good.
Nothing to stress over, right?
Nothing to stress.
They're already a mess anyway.
Has anything gone right for them since that the lights went out when they were playing Beyonce?
Nothing.
It was all downhill from there. That was like the pinnacle.
All downhill.
If I was a conspiracy theorist, I would still bank money that somebody did something. They zapped their mojo.
I think they did it on purpose. It was done intentionally.
With Jay-Z.
Yeah. So, Mike, you had some Twitter polls that we had to discuss?
I know the one that Russ is like really dead set on wondering about. Who is a better sidekick for Hawkeye? BJ Honeycutt or Trapper John? 100% for BJ Honeycutt.
How is that possible?
It's because I only voted. I'm the only one that voted.
There was only one vote?
Two.
Come on now, people.
I messed up and I only put like one day voting.
Oh, is that why I should put? Is that why I couldn't vote?
I kept having to delete it because I kept messing up the names. I didn't know who was who. Like, yeah. We got a lot more votes than the other poll.
This is how elections work, people. Just let the BJ Honeycutt be known that he shouldn't have been there, shouldn't have gotten there. But, you know, when you're the only guy that votes.
It was redistricting on voting. Then on the other poll we had, what topping would make the McRib better? Cheese, bacon, fries, or jalapeno peppers?
I think peppers, I have voted. Jalapenos win, right?
46% jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, do they it's McDonald's? That, fries?
Now I had 11 votes, so there's a little more than two.
Okay.
Who came as a runner-up? Because, you know, in the old days, that would be your vice president. So what else happened?
Fries was your backup candidate. 100%.
Okay.
Bacon, 18%. And then cheese at 9%.
I tried a hamburger the other day that had – it had the – I like the egg, the oil, the egg on the hamburger, but then it had hash browns on it, and I didn't like it. And I love hash browns. It just tasted terrible. I don't know. What do you think, Russ? Hash browns on a hamburger?
No. That's like too heavy.
Okay. Because I like hash browns. But they have to be cooked right. Not too burnt. Not too. They have to be cooked just right.
Like Waffle House.
Yeah. Smothered, covered, drizzled.
Yeah, something that's going to give you a heart attack. It has to be cooked
just I love Waffle House hash browns. Those are the best.
I haven't eaten at Waffle House in I don't know how long. The last time we ate at Waffle House, we took my mom there, and the lady behind that was cooking the food was smoking a cigarette.
So your mom filled at home.
Yeah, my mom smokes. Right. But I was like going, I go, how is she doing? And she was right out in the open. She's just smoking the cigarette. I'm like going, is that going to be our waffle? So that was the last time. And they had like a B minus grade.
Sorry. Well, Ed says he's tried something. Hamburger with donuts as buns. Anybody else tried that?
I've seen that, but that's too much.
Yeah, I guess Is it the cakey donut? You know, is it
a glazed donut?
Yeah. You know what I like? I like to take a croissant, slice it in half, put it in the toaster, and then put like one of those sausage patties on the inside. So, and a little bit of cheese on top. Just like a perfect 2-minute meal for me.
What I like to do is take the bagel, lightly toast it, mm-hmm. put some butter on it, melt some cheese on it, then slap a hamburger patty in the middle of it. Squeeze it together, all the butter and stuff.
See, with the croissant, it's got all of the butter there, so you don't even have to butter it.
Yeah, but this is butter. You know? It's like anytime you squeeze the bagel.
Oh, it just juices out.
It's dripping down your... It's a gift from God if you want to die.
I think Jay pointed out in the Merry Man podcast, you use gift for God for like a lot of things.
Well, anything that I like is a gift from God, I believe.
Since this is the penultimate episode, and this will, you know, I know this was lost in the annals of the Married Man show, but at one point I had sent in some questions for Warm Taffy when he was doing questions. It was right around the time that he had his injury, and then we just never really kind of heard from him again.
Well, he's actually leaving the Iceplex.
Oh,
yeah, he got another job.
Huh. Warmer pastures then.
Yeah.
Taffier pastures.
Yeah. And if people are asking, no, it has nothing to do with trees.
Oh.
And ladders.
I had. What about bleach?
It could have bleach. We don't know.
I had sent in some questions for Jay and Dale, and they were questions all related to Jack to see which one knew Jack better. And one of them was a gift of God or a gift from God question there. So, because you have several gift from gods, and yeah. I think it would be an ultimate kind of like, you know, which one of these things does Jack consider a gift from God? You could almost go down a huge 100-sheet list, you know, just yes or no. So
maybe we should do that instead of the Super Bowl thing.
Oh,
how
yeah.
Many points, how many points is it worth? Jack in the Box taco, gift from God, yes or no?
Dean Spanos, gift from God, yes or no?
here's a trick question. Who does Jack call God? He is referred to him as God several times on this podcast.
John Clayton.
Nope, not even close. That is the devil incarnate. It's the complete opposite.
Oh, I know who it is.
You're like...
I had to think about it for a second.
Congratulations.
All right.
Think about it for a second. Number 14 on your program.
That quarterback from the 70s for the Chargers.
The Hall of Fame quarterback who beat the Dolphins in that great playoff game. Dan Fouts. There you go.
Not Randy Jones, Ed.
I love Randy Jones. Randy Jones is battling throat cancer.
Ooh.
He was probably the first real first sports hero. I mean, I like Nate Colbert and some other players, but Randy Jones was the one guy that he just took over the town of San Diego. He was team was terrible, but yet he managed to be he won 20 games twice with the worst team in baseball.
Oh, so he's like
probably would have been a Hall of Famer, but he tore up his arm and he threw he had 25 complete games in 1 year. I mean, the Padres haven't had 25 complete games in the last 25 years. I mean, baseball, you just don't have complete games anymore. It's a big deal if someone has a complete game. But anyway. All right, so here's the totals we have so far going into the final stretch. It's a close one between all four of us. Matt's at 219, Russ is at 215, Mike at 206, and Jack, 189. Jack's picks are not a gift from God.
If we were picking gas prices, 189 sounds pretty good.
I think that's what people would go with, wouldn't they?
I think so. So they definitely would not buy from me at 219. So
no, they do it right by you.
And this is an awful golf score, if I understand golf correctly.
Yeah, you want to have the lowest possible.
Right. So.
All right. So first up, anyone want to talk about the game? We have Atlanta versus New England. You guys looking forward to this game?
Yeah, it should be like a fun shootout.
Russ?
I think it'll be all right.
We could have been stuck with like Kansas City. Nobody would have watched the Chiefs.
No.
I am the least interested in this Super Bowl.
Oh, now imagine, we'd rather have Atlanta versus New England or KC versus Dallas.
Oh.
With certain Dallas fans being very cocky and proud of their team being back in the Super Bowl.
Matt, were you exceptionally happy that Dallas lost?
Oh, yeah. That was a great game.
My Twitter was ablaze that night.
Ablaze?
Everybody was retweeting like all these like memes and jokes.
Oh boy. I think Cowboys fans just disappeared off the social media forever, really.
It does seem like it.
Kind of like Trump supporters.
I do like how you had the you posted that picture, the Facebook to talk about the game where
it's the knees right in the or the, his the feet.
His toes are right there in the
that was an awesome throw. Rodgers to what's his name that caught it?
Jerry Cook.
Cook, yeah. Man, that was such an awesome throw. And then for them to try to ice the kicker and Crosby gets it twice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he can't make it the next game. But, you know, I mean.
And the next game, Cook can't catch a cold. He couldn't catch anything.
Nope.
How many drop balls did he have? Now, people are saying, well, see, Aaron Rodgers. So people are trying to say that it was Aaron Rodgers' fault against the Falcons. What do you guys think? Did you guys watch the game?
Well, did you see the tweet I retweeted? There was Aaron Rodgers has three playoff losses where defense allowed 44 points. Tom Brady's defense has never allowed 44 points in his 267 starts.
No.
That's because Tom Brady knows defense. He plays middle linebacker. Like
He does.
Linebacker
not,
in the game.
He's not part of a system. It's all Tom Brady.
And his Uggs.
Yeah.
And hair plugs.
But it was Aaron Rodgers didn't fumble the ball when they were down by 10. You know, they take the ball and they make it 10-7. It could be a different game. Sometimes we put so much blame and we give too much credit to the quarterbacks and too much blame when they lose. I mean, I couldn't believe it was 31-0 at one point. I said, God, this is the game I was looking forward to. Then you had the Pittsburgh New England game was terrible too, so.
Boy, you know, Pittsburgh the Patriots got, I guess, lucky that they didn't play Pittsburgh first, because Houston was not the team to take advantage of all of the fumbles and foils that the Patriots had. Had Pittsburgh played that game, there's no way that the Patriots would be in this situation here. I mean, Pittsburgh would have just devoured them.
Le'Veon Bell was much healthier the week before, too.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
He was racking up like 170 yards each playoff game.
Bell was incredible.
And some people are trying to say it didn't matter if Bell played or not. I go, come on. I go, he's like the best running back in football. You take him out of the equation. Come on. And now they have to throw all the time? Come on now.
Let's be
realistic.
Yeah, and these games have just been kind of lackluster because really – aside from seeing the Cowboys just deflate like a Tom Brady ball on your screen, just none of them have been fun. I actually thought the Cowboys were going to come back and win that. It reminded me of the game Jack hates for me to mention, but the game that the Colts beat the New England Patriots at home. Colts were down by 18 and came back to win that against the Patriots. One of my favorite games. Join us for our live feed where you can see Jack in all of his glory.
I'm saying you're number one. You're number one, Matt.
All these birds flying by in the windows.
No, I just, you know, I just.
I didn't mean to bring it up, but it's our last show, so why not?
Well, I don't know if that one Married Man show where I blamed Chris for the Chargers moving. I said, well, you know, if the Chargers would have beat the Patriots that game like they should have, they would have easily beat the Colts. And easily beat the Bears, win the Super Bowl, then they probably get a stadium and they don't even move. So it's you cost the Chargers. The Patriots are the reason the Chargers moved.
I know, but Jack, you got to remember, San Diego doesn't win down here in Miami. from like last like what 10 years every time they play Miami.
Well, they still would have been playing the Bears.
That's true. I mean, come on. What happened to, you know, his name?
What Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman. Yeah. I think he went to Dallas, didn't he? After that.
I heard he might be a coach for San Francisco pretty soon.
Really?
No.
Anyway, you guys ready to get to these picks?
No, I want you to time travel back in time and fix it, Jack. I want you to just fix it.
Can I go back in time and fix it? But what's yeah. But there's always, you know, because now we, you know, time travel at all. Oh, no, there's repercussions if you do something. Oh, my God, sets off a chain of events. You can't just go back and kill Hitler without the world being happy. No. Everything. No, you kill Hitler. Things get bad.
Things get what? Much worse.
How could
so
things
much
get,
worse.
How could things get worse killing Hitler? I don't get that, but
I don't either.
So if I went back and killed Dean Spanos.
Why does it involve killing?
Biff Tan becomes president in 2016.
All right. Killing Dean Spanos sounds a little... Could I be charged with something like that for saying that on the air? It was hypothetical. No, it was just like, no, because I would have to go back in time and do it. So
you can, in this media day and age, you can say anything in two days.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
I think what you do is the Biff Tannen thing, though. You go back, you bet against the Chargers. I know it's painful, but you
always bet the Chargers to lose everything. You'd be the richest person ever.
And you buy them a stadium.
If I just wouldn't have been so loyal, I could be rich right now.
Right. This is, you know, you bet against the Chargers in that game, everything. Then you bet on the Colts. You bet on the Colts again, knowing what you know.
Yeah.
And you win all of this money and you buy the Chargers a stadium.
There you go. No, I buy the Chargers. I'm not going to buy
the Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Buy the – yeah. That.
No, come on. You got to remember, you're an NFL owner. You don't pay for your own stadium.
Well, that's true. I extort money from the city and then build the stadium with taxpayer dollars.
Welcome, your Raleigh Chargers.
Nah, I wouldn't move them to Raleigh. If I had done that, I still would be in San Diego.
Oh, right. Yeah, you'd still be there. Yeah. So,
I'd probably be living in La Jolla. Nah, I don't know if I'd want to live in La Jolla.
I hear there's tunnels that connect San Diego to Mexico. You could always just move them there.
There are tunnels. There are a lot of underground tunnels.
Yeah. Walls are going up in those tunnels, though.
Well, the wall better go 30 feet down because the tunnels are going right the wall.
It'll be the best wall.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, we've got sidetracked here. Atlanta versus New England. This is worth 2 points if you get it right. This is a straight bet. I'm taking ATL. I just think, even though I feel that New England has all the advantages, they've been there to Super Bowl 7 times. Tom Brady's been there 7 times. Bill Belichick has no soul, so he's not going to stress out. Atlanta, this is the first time that probably most of them have been to a Super Bowl, except maybe Dwight. Did Dwight Freeney go to a Super Bowl?
Yes.
With the Colts? Mm-hmm. Has he won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got playoff experience. They do have Julio Jones, who I love. Julio. But Atlanta's going to have to keep scoring to put pressure on New England. But I'm going to take Atlanta just for because I've been wrong all season, so why not keep the trend going? Why not finish bad?
It's the penultimate. You could turn this around. This could be your like comeback story. You know,
I usually do pretty well in these things too.
Yeah.
All right, Russell.
We've only had 3 weeks to think about this.
Yeah. Well, we're just picking this straight up, right?
Yep. Straight up.
Yeah, straight up. Well, I'm going to pick New England.
Okay.
Wait until we get to the tough picks.
What's your name? Over under. Matt.
I'm picking Atlanta. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Michael. They're more exciting to watch.
Yeah.
New England.
Two
people. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
We split.
All right. Next up is Russell. The point spread is 3. Atlanta getting 3. New England giving 3. Who say you all?
I'll take New England with the points.
They're giving points.
Yes, I know. So they're starting out 3 down 3.
Yeah, their field goal kicker missed a kick and they took points away. Somehow that works.
I'm taking Atlanta with the points. All in chips.
Michael.
New England.
Well, it looks like Matt and I are on the same page. I'm going ATL, getting 3 points. The over-under is 59. Oh, that was worth 2 points. Over-under is 59.5, worth 2 points. Matt, over-under.
What was the points?
59.5.
59.5, thanks. I'm going to go over. Atlanta score is big. So, going with the over.
Because they got Julio.
They do.
Julio
down by the schoolyard. Yeah. I start singing that every time they mention his name. And then my wife goes, damn it, that song's in my head. I go, Julio.
I thought you went with the other choice. Julio. Just say the word. Oh.
No, I kind of like Julio down by the schoolyard.
I keep wondering, what were they doing down by the schoolyard?
Well, they were creating Julio.
Whatever it was against the law.
Yeah.
So.
But you can buy the product to clean up on Amazon.com if you listen to the Merryman podcast. I will go the over.
Over. I'm also going to go the over. I think the only way the Falcons can win if it goes over. High scoring game, I think, benefits the Falcons. Russell.
I'll take under.
Under.
And as John Losiero points out in the chat, highest total in Super Bowl history, 59.5.
Really?
Hmm. Ooh.
First team to score is worth 5 points, and this is Mike goes first.
New England.
I'm just going to keep the Atlanta train going here. I guess it really depends on who wins the coin toss. I think, but I'll go ATL.
We already know the commissioners rigged the coin, so yeah, New England can't win. The
two-headed coin, Matt. Just say heads. tails. I'm not talking you, Matt. I'm talking Matt Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw your look. Why are you picking on me?
Why do I get to choose? But yeah, I'll pick heads every time.
He's been a big fan. He showed up to the chat every week. So he knows
Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Russ, you're going with?
I'll say New England scores.
And Matt? Are you a pirate?
I be Tom Brady. and I be scoring early. I'm going to take... New England. Oh, sorry, I threw up in my mouth.
He finally splits his pick.
The last team to score, I'm going to say, well, if I'm picking New England to win, and they win at the last second, break all the Patriots fans' hearts. 5 points. I'm going to take Atlanta.
Russell? I'd say Atlanta scores last as well.
All right. Maddie?
Ice.
I know you like being called Maddie.
Ice. Atlanta.
Ice, ice,
baby. Do we have a clean sweep? No, New England. I'm taking
that clean sweep yet. Total field goals in the game. How many field goals will be total? And Russ, you're up first. This is worth 5 points. I don't think I can. I think if I go 100%, I don't think I can still win.
I say five.
Five total field goals, okay? Matthew.
Okay. Thanks for calling me by my official name.
Matthew?
That's from
Gunsmoke.
Field goals. I'm going to say... Three
field goals.
Yeah. Keeping it on.
Three it is.
I've tracked all 50 previous Super Bowls, and the average of field goals is four.
Wow.
So I'm going to take four, and I just made that up.
Well, John Losiero, I'm sorry to murder your name on our last show here, also picked four.
Ah, okay, so, well, in the John chat. And I are on the same page, and I'm watching the Wizard. You have the Scarecrow now behind you.
Yes, if you join us live, I do, just to celebrate our last show, have the Wizard of Oz on. I thought, why not?
Hey, if we throw water on Russ, will he melt?
No, but I think he'll play the drums.
Okay. I screwed this up.
The joke was, sit on it, Potsy.
Sit on it, Potsy. Total TDs in the game. I did this backwards, but that's okay. Nobody can see it but me. And anyone joining us?
Total VDs in the game.
Total VDs in the game.
How many guys have venereal diseases on this team?
I bet you Belichick has it.
Ooh.
I'm getting a shot. I'm getting a shot for it. Can you take off your hoodie, sir? Don't take off my hoodie.
You need to take a doctor's on that one?
Just take a shot or thing. Right, I'm here to coach. So whatever.
Did you have sex with that prostitute?
We're talking about Atlanta.
Yeah, I was talking about Atlanta, the Atlanta prostitutes last night.
No, Atlanta, Matt Ryan. Maybe I had sex with Matt Ryan. I don't know.
Then he has a total of 15 VDs because that Matty Ice gets around.
It's Matt. You're up first.
Oh.
Total VDs.
Let's see. 4, 8. I'll say 8 because it's a lot. Eight? I don't know.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
They're going crazy.
And Mike, you're going with who?
Mike is going with 7.
Mike's going with 7. I was going to say 7. But this just because you said that, I'm going to go with 9. Take that, Mike. Russell.
I'm going to say 6.
6. 6. All right. Let's see. The over-under at halftime. I'm up. No, Mike's up first. 29.5 is the spread for over at halftime.
Let's go under.
Under. This is worth 3 points, too. I'm going to go over. Russell.
Over.
Over. Maddie.
Nice. Sorry, that's his nickname, right? You know, we're talking Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
That's his nickname. So,
Matty Ice.
Hey. It's his Super Bowl, not mine. I did not want them to be in this, but I'll pick the under.
And all you patrons that are from Atlanta, just ignore Mike, Matt, okay? overtime, this is yes or no question, and it's worth 10 points if you say yes. No is worth 1. Since I'm so far behind, I have no choice but to say yes, there'll be overtime. Russell?
No.
No, coward. Matt.
No.
Coward. Mike.
No.
Coward.
We have some updates from the chat. We have Ed Smith saying Jack does a great Bill Belichick and a better Rupert from Survivor laugh every time. And then I would John Lowe Cicero saying, will I pleasure myself at halftime and sleep through most of the third quarter? Yes or no?
I'm thinking yes. Because by the third quarter, you've had a lot to drink.
I think John's Babe Ruth in this one. He's calling a shot right now. And by shot, I mean two types.
Hey, we learned the speed of something on the Merry Man podcast.
We did. How fast it goes.
It was 48 miles an hour or something?
I thought it was 28 miles an hour.
I'm behind on my Married Man. I need to catch up.
This one was a pretty I enjoyed this last Married Man. It was pretty good. But it's funny though, Colleen goes, what was the – I go, I don't remember. I lost – because the thing is you had to take four – every time you mess, you had to take a shot. So if you missed 4 questions, you were out. So I missed my 4 questions. But I had a couple of shots before because I was pretty confident I'd win, but I didn't.
Oh.
You can't beat Nick.
Huh.
Nick's like, he says he's an encyclopedia. He's like Google. You can't beat him. Okay. This is Russ. You're up next. It's worth 2 points. Will a kicker mess an extra point? Yes or no?
No.
Will not mess an extra point.
Hmm.
That's a kicker. Not going for 2-point conversion.
I'm going to say yes, why not? They missed one.
Yeah.
It's there's always something weird that happens with Super Bowl, you know, like the safety and you know.
Mike?
No.
Matt and I are on the same page here. I'm going yes. Okay, over under on sacks is 3.5 sacks total for the game. And Matt, you're up first. Matty Ice.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to pick the time in which we can hear drumming in the background, which is 4-4.
It is drumming in the background, isn't there? You guys hear it too?
Yeah, it's like Gene Krupa. It's just like going to town. It's for you youngsters out there. Over. I'm picking the over. It's like, you know, Tom Brady's going to be on his back most of the time and not in a good way.
Well, he'll get up and on his back and he'll be looking for a flag.
Huh? Come on.
Come on, man. Mike.
Under.
Under. I'm going to go with Matt here. I got to go over. And Russell?
What is it again?
3.5.
For what?
Sacks.
What game are we on?
Super Bowl? Is that like total per game or each?
Total for the both teams.
Sacks of potatoes.
This year and next year?
Yes.
Over.
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 All right, next up, how many interceptions will the Falcons have? It doesn't have to be just Matty Ice. It could Matty Ice, something happens to Matty Ice. It could be, or if there's a flea flicker, so anything. It's how many interceptions total will the Falcons throw? And Mike, I think you're up first.
Let's go two.
Two. I'm going to go one. Russell?
One.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Boom.
I'm up next. How many Pats interceptions? I say three, just to make all the Patriots fans happy with me right now. There's no way Tom Brady throws three interceptions. He's the best quarterback in the world. Don't stop passing up Tom Brady.
I love him. I love him.
That was a good, good Chris impression right there.
There you go. Oh, Friday, no way.
So you picked three.
Three, Russell?
Russ?
I'm saying one.
One, okay. Matty Ice.
52. I'm gonna pick one as well.
All right.
The big goose egg, zero.
You see, the thing with Tom Brady is he can throw three interceptions and they could still win the game.
They could, and they have. Yeah. Against Houston.
Most yards passing. Will Atlanta have more passing yards or New England? Russ?
I say New England.
You do know that Atlanta has Julio.
I'm gonna say Atlanta because I want them to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple.
New England will have a big enough lead. They'll be running the ball, so Atlanta will try to come back and get passing yards. Atlanta.
I think Atlanta's going to run up the score. So Atlanta has more passing yards.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat to see them run up the score against somebody?
Yeah.
Like a shutout almost?
Nice. Most rushing yards, Atlanta, New England, Matty Ice.
Most rushing yards. I'm going to say New England on this. So I think, yeah, reluctantly.
Mike.
Let's go Atlanta.
I'm also going the ATL. I don't think I picked New England positive about anything.
I'm going New England.
New England is guaranteed a Super Bowl after this because I've picked everything Atlanta. Russ, you went New England as well?
Yep.
All right, coin toss. Who wins it, Atlanta or New England? Mike, you're up first. Which is, you know, because you used to pick your picks with coin toss.
I should bring out the further coin toss. So hold on for a minute.
Wait, what? You're going to use the coin for this? Oh man, he's gonna go to a safe. He's got a key, and he's got to open up the box and dig through all of his special coins. It's in a little mint condition.
I think he's cheating.
Heads and taking heads, tails and taking tails. And it's heads. Heads. I'm taking heads.
But who wins it?
Yeah. I forgot. I'm going to Atlanta.
Atlanta wins a coin.
That was brilliant.
Brilliant. Truly brilliant.
Since I have Atlanta scoring first, I have to have it because I think whoever gets the ball first scores. So Atlanta wins a coin toss. Russell.
I say New England.
I picked New England to score first, so I'm going to go with that as well with the coin toss. So, although they always defer, so I'm going to reverse it and say Atlanta.
So you say Atlanta wins a coin toss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's hunger pains, really. It's getting to my brain. I'm getting all crazy and loopy.
It's funny because they were going to have Tony Romo do the coin toss, but they were worried when he flipped it in the air, it'd be intercepted. So they had to pick someone else.
I'm curious, Jack, just, you know, off the record, who would you rather see lose, the Cowboys in the playoffs or the Patriots at this final Super Bowl moment?
It's sad because I have a lot of friends that are Cowboy fans.
Oh.
But because karma, you know, you can't just keep bagging on people. So, yeah, I'd go for the – because the Patriots have won so many times – whatever,
right?
You know, whatever. Sure. At this point,
you're just kind of immune to it, so it's better to see the Cowboys fail. I understand. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Just, you know, certain reasons. I think I'm up next. Who has the most penalty yards? I'm gonna say New England because they're finally gonna get caught with their cheating ways.
Ooh,
New England's never cheated.
Take it back.
And I'm just kidding, guys. I really don't think New England cheated. Russell?
I don't know.
Well, you got to guess one.
And we move on to Matt.
I'm going to say there's no penalties at all. It's the weirdest game ever. It's like
is there like a over under on that one or anything?
No, who has the most penalty yards?
We do this every year. Jack just picks a whole bunch of categories.
Oh my God.
So who one team has 70 penalty yards, the other team has 60 penalty yards. Who has the most?
Okay, I say Atlanta gets more penalties.
Okay. Yards. This is yards.
Yes. Okay. Most penalty yards.
Okay. Okay. Matt.
Russ is trying to find a loophole right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say New England. You know, it's all in. Chips all in. We get some most penalty yards. They complain about it too. They will.
Oh yeah, they will. Yeah. So. My fair gap apparently known. Mike,
Atlanta.
All right. Next question is Russ's first. Which team gets the most penalties?
Oh,
Atlanta or New England?
Hmm.
I say Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay.
I'm still sticking with the New England thing. Why not? You know, come on, ride the train.
It's the cowardly lion. Come put him up, put him up, put him up, put him up.
Oh. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the Wizard.
Ah! He's in a costume. Ah! Okay, anyway,
flying
Atlanta. Are
scary. Atlanta. I used to know somebody who was terrified of this movie as an adult.
Huh?
And I used to pick on him.
Oh.
I said, be a man, watch the movie.
And that's why you left the Iceplex to work somewhere else.
It was at the, it was actually Ice Capades, Ice Capade Chalet where that guy worked. And he goes, and he was seeing this girl and she wanted to watch. He goes, I can't go do it. I'm afraid. I go, just go watch the movie. He goes, the flying monkeys. I go, they're just make-believe. They're not real.
I'm just disappointed it wasn't Jay.
Yeah, well, he liked the wizard. Because, you know, it's make-believe because how does a witch all these years never been hit with water? She never took a shower. She never took a bath.
She definitely lived in South Florida with all this rain down here.
Yeah, she probably stank.
Oil of Olay, that's all she uses.
It can help you look younger, too.
And patchouli, that's it. It's all she used, patchouli, olive oil.
All right, next up is Matty Ice. Most turnovers Atlanta or New England?
Oh, man. New England. I'm the broken record here. Most turnovers.
Mikey Ice.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. I'm also going to go New England because Tom Brady is having three interceptions. So,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
You know, at one point, Amendola fumbled the ball. He'll get hit and he'll be like, ah, and fumble the ball. Russell.
I say Atlanta. Ice. Atlanta most turnovers.
Atlanta most turnovers.
I like turnovers. They're good.
Will a kicker.
Apple turnovers.
If they're done right.
Meat turnovers.
It's like the apple pie at McDonald's. I think I know I talked about this on a podcast. It used to be a gift from God. Over the years, they've changed it. They changed. And now it's got like no, it's just like, it's just a turnover. There's no.
I feel like, gift from God is like Trump would say, this wall, it's a gift from God.
Well, I'm just going to get a hat and say gift from God and sell them.
I think it's good.
But are you guys with me? When was the last time you guys went? Next time, go to McDonald's and just get the apple turnover. There's no apple in the turnover.
Oh.
Apple pie. There's nothing in there. In fact, I ordered one time. It was just crust.
You know what I did? I was at my local farmer's market. There's a lady that makes baked goods. She makes turnovers, and they taste, I swear, just like a McDonald's apple turnover.
So it tastes like crap?
No. I mean, the old one.
The old one.
Like the one from my memory that's really good.
When I was growing up as a kid, they used to fry them. Caution, yes. Hot. And they were like a gift from God. Now
and they would come out like liquid lava. Like,
yeah.
It was so hot. It would scald your mouth as a child. Exactly. You're like, why did I get this?
And then you go, okay, down it with a shamrock shake, which was a gift from God. But now it's crap.
It's like a gift from John Clayton.
Yeah, exactly, John Clayton. No, Dean Spanos.
Now, do you remember, didn't they have like different flavors though? They had like apple and cherry, of course, but they had like peach.
Yeah, had
and
peach.
They had
with these seasonal type thing. They always had apple, cherry, and but yeah, sometimes it had peach.
Yeah. I highly recommend going to Texas for the Romo turnovers. They're the best. every December, you can count on it. It's like clockwork. And
it's a little gamey for me. The meat, it's a little gamey. It's just like chewy.
Well, I know the problem with Roma, he can't hold it, right? Is that the problem?
Better get your popcorn.
Well, it's who's going to mess a field goal, and I can't remember whose turn it is.
Fizloff's up next.
Okay, Fizloff. will a kicker mess a field goal?
Kicker miss a field goal.
You want to
all
start
right.
with me?
Sure, that sounds good.
I'm going to say yes.
Russell.
Yes, as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no.
No.
Mm-hmm. Not this game.
Okay, and Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
Alone on an island.
Alone on an island. All right. Who will be the Super Bowl MVP? And Russ, you are up first.
Tom Brady.
Your ex-lover.
I just want to see Goodell hand him the trophy.
That would be pretty. I mean, that would be like the only thing, I guess, if they won, that would be kind of like, yep, this is what you got.
Hey, Russ, did you see Justin Bieber can skate?
Yes.
I didn't know he could skate.
He's Canadian.
Well, I get that, but I know some Canadians that can't skate.
Like born with skates on, right?
Yeah, I know a few people that had, you know, from Canada that were not great skaters. I was just shocked. I like how Pronger hit, they'll smash him up against the boards.
Yeah.
You see, that was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mess up his hair. Matt, you're going with?
Ice Matt.
You're going with Matty Ice.
Yep, I am.
Mike?
Old Tommy boy. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. I'm going with Julio.
Oh.
Julio Jones. Julio. Guy's an amazing receiver.
That would be, yeah, if I guess the game winning or the pivotal moment is a Julio Jones dynamite catch, right?
Yeah.
You know, like probably, a long.
He's probably going to have about 250 yards catch receiving. Probably 12 catches, 250 yards receiving, probably 4 touchdowns. So it has to go to him. Next up is Matt. Are you at first? First sure. score. Yep. His first score is going to be a TD, field goal, or a safety.
Ooh,
this is where strong 7 points.
I'm going to say touchdown.
Touchdown.
TD, man.
Mike.
Field goal.
Field goal. I'm going to go field goal. It's usually what happens in Super Bowls. And Russell.
I say field goal.
Field goal. Okay, this one is Mike Gavis. Will Gaga be on the roof? Yes is 10 points. No is 1. And Mike, you're up first.
No.
No.
10 points is so tempting.
I'm going to say yes just because I need the points.
It would be amazing if you got it with Mike's.
So
with Mike's.
If this is where she's like lower down from the top, from the roof, and she comes,
yeah,
descends down into the thing.
I would assume so, right?
Wearing a
sure, we'll count that.
She's in Texas. Should she be wearing a steak suit? No?
A steak suit.
A brisket. Alpha made a brisket.
I forgot that it was in Texas. Maybe she's on the roof with a horse. Like she's lower down on a horse.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I didn't want to know.
Oh, no. I didn't mean Jessica.
Okay.
What's her name? Parker. She okay. So I've been her. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Russell.
I say no.
No. Okay. And Maddie Ice.
I say why the hell not? She's going to be coming in like Gaga, you know?
Nah. She's a talented, she's a very good singer. No?
I have nothing against Gaga. I'm just not Gaga for Gaga.
I just wish my name was Gaga. Viewers, we're on the over-under on viewers. 117.5 million. I'm going to say, I think it goes over because you got a lot of Patriot fans out there because the bandwagon's full. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, that it's going to be break that?
Oh, it'll be over. It'll go over 117.
Over,
million.
Okay.
It'd be, right. I'm saying right now, I'm looking into, it's going to be 118,933,014. That's going to be the total. So if you guys want to win 4 points, go the over. Russell?
I'll take the over.
Why did you have to tell Russ? Okay, I'll take the over too.
Yeah, all right. You're all believers. Mike?
Over.
Well, just because I gave you guys the exact total. okay, will Aaron Hernandez be mentioned at any time during the broadcast? Russ, you're up first. Yes is worth 10 points. No is only worth 1.
No.
No. Matt?
I'm going to say yes. I don't know why they mention him, but they will. They'll be like, boy, they had to get over that Aaron Hernandez and the Tom Brady deflated ball gate and Spygate. They've had everything thrown at him, but they came back to win this game.
We like it when people go against us.
And then he throws an interception, and Atlanta wins. So that's how I see it going down.
Aaron Hernandez shoots somebody. Running the
play. He's actually on the field.
They have him in like a little – he's at the game, but he's like in a jail cell.
like when they announce like the NCAA tournament teams and like all the teams go crazy and like their basketball gyms, they show like Aaron Hernandez in his little jail cell.
Yeah. I think he's actually going to be part of the halftime show. Lady Gaga's going to be in the jail cell with him, you know?
And he's killing it.
Yeah,
I took Mike's joke.
Oh.
I waited for you, Mike. I kept waiting. I said, nope, someone's got to say it. I'm going to step on your –
I didn't get a chance to pick my game yet.
I'm going to Jay Leno you. anyway.
I know by the best of them.
I'm in last place. What does it matter? Mike, yes or no on Aaron Hernandez?
For sure, definitely. He probably gets mentioned like 5 times. They even probably like check in with him, remote broadcast.
He's going to be mentioned because who's doing the game? What
Fox,
Buck? Maybe? Buck, right?
Little
Buck and Little Wayne.
I'm going to call up and tell him that Aaron Hernandez escaped from prison. just so we could watch the game, and they're going to report it.
We have reports from some crazy guy in North Carolina.
Aaron Hernandez has escaped from prison.
Let's so Nixon's broadcasting now too.
That was my Walter Cronkite.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Probably before your time. What it is, what it is, what it shall be, what it has been. Anyway, length of the anthem over.
Wait, did you pick? Are you
I
picking?
I said yes because I'm calling it in.
Oh,
I'm,
okay. Oh,
I'm killing it, man.
I'm drunk on red wine.
Okay. Red wine. Okay, length of the anthem over under a minute 57 seconds. Believe Mike's up first.
Sure, I will go over.
Over.
She's got to spread it out. Go way over there.
Well, that we don't want to know.
No one's spreading anything during the national anthem. No. Keep it holy.
If you do, go to Amazon.com for your thing that'll clean it up.
Clean it up. There you go. Your certain towel. I'm going to go over too. I think she. I think it'll be great. Well, be considered because we do this every year. Whitney Houston still the best national anthem ever for Super Bowl.
Have we done this every year?
I talk about it every. I talk no, about
we
it a lot.
Talk about it every year,
huh?
It's not a contest. I just will she be regarded because she has a beautiful voice. Will she be regarded as the best national anthem ever?
Who's singing it?
Lady Gaga.
Well, is she doing halftime? How's she doing the opening?
Oh, she's not doing she's not doing the anthem.
Yeah.
What am I talking about then? Ah, screw it. Let's move on. who is doing the anthem?
Schmishmersh.
Who's doing it?
Schmishmer. Landshark. I think it's Landshark, guys.
Landshark's doing it. Okay. Who's doing the anthem?
Oh, Luke Bryan. I guess country singer.
Oh, it's a guy? Oh, that changes everything. Russ, who are you picking? Over or under?
Boy, I'm going to go over.
All I got to say is Luke Bryant better take off his cowboy hat when he's singing the national anthem. That's all I got to say about that.
I am picking the – I guess you guys all picked the over. I guess I'll pick the over. Whatever. But he's a guy, though. He'd probably go under. Guys always go under every time.
But probably doesn't count, so.
I'm 157. Come on, right? Am I right, guys? I mean, who can go longer than
I'm done.
What was the category for the one after Gaga on a roof?
17
Aaron Hernandez. No, 117 million viewers.
Yeah, viewers, right?
Yeah.
Will Hernandez murder 100?
If he gets out, maybe.
Oh shoot! Is that it? We didn't even pick
Matt's favorite category.
We're not done yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it's me. First player to score. I'm going, and this is worth 10 points. I'm going Julio.
Oh, who could not have seen that one coming?
Russell.
I'll say Vinatieri, field goal kicker.
That's great. Vinatieri, huh?
No, I just say the field goal kicker, New England.
Okay, I got it.
Gostowski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the Crux teams.
You know, I like
one of the skis.
We went back in time and did like a best of when Seattle played the Super Bowl that one year. We said when we got to the receivers for one of the questions, who are the receivers for Seattle?
We did. We couldn't remember that.
We had to look it up. Matt, you're going with?
You know what? I think Brady runs it in for a touch. I don't know why. It's a crazy pick.
This is worth 10 points.
I know.
All right. Brady runs. Well, it could be a quarterback sneak.
I say Brady does it first, and then he tosses the ball to Goodell.
Okay, we're changing yours to Goodell.
All right. Get down. And then Goodell runs right away to get the air pressure of the ball.
Not good.
I knew he was cheating.
Stop. Wait, where's he running to? He keeps running to the locker room.
Brady's about to toss it to him, and he opens up his jacket and he pulls out a tire pressure thing, and all of a sudden Brady stops.
What? I'll serve the 4 games this time.
Yeah.
Mike.
And I will go with LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, I was gonna pick Blount. That's a better choice. Much better choice, Mike.
Well, too late now.
Yeah.
This is Matt's favorite category. The color of the Gatorade, who will be poured on.
Love it.
And I believe Russell, you're up first.
Orange.
Ah, you took my color, man.
I only like the lemon color. Don't be putting a purple on me or anything like that. Just lemon.
Matt?
Huh. Well, I heard from a secret person here that they said it's going to be lemon. So I'm going to go yellow.
Yellow? Is it lemon lime? What is it? What is the flavor of yellow?
Lemon lime.
I think it is lemon lime.
Okay. Mike?
All right, let's go red. So now, can you choose one other color besides?
What are the colors they have? They have blue, don't they?
Purple, blue. Yeah.
You can pick orange or clear. Frost is clear.
Well, you got to think if the Atlanta wins, it's going to be red.
You'd think.
If New England wins, it's going to be blue.
No.
So I'm going to go blue.
Hmm.
Right, I'm trying to read my writing on this one.
Well, I think we got all the colors of the rainbow here.
Fan interfering with the game. Yes is worth 10 points. No is one. This was a Matty Ice one. And I believe, Matty Ice, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Yes is worth 10 points.
Yes, I think somebody's going to, you know, fan's going to interfere with the game. Going to do something crazy.
Okay.
Now we'll be Sporting Becky saying, the Cowboys should have been here. This is not fair. The Cowboys should be here. We were the best team this year. We had the best offensive line.
Can we double this one up? And for double points, you can pick an animal interfering with the game, like a cat or something like that.
Russ can get 20 points if you can predict the right animal. What? I will allow that.
Well, it's Texas. It'd probably be more like a cow, would it?
A cow?
A cow is like a steer.
If Russ can predict the right animal, he gets 20 points.
So the streams are swollen.
Well, we have seen chipmunks or squirrels, ground squirrels, and, you know, other animals.
Yeah. But, you know, like sometimes in a baseball game, you see like a black cat, you know, running across the field. Like,
yeah.
True. In the enclosed stadium, go for it.
I think security is going to be pretty tight, so I don't think there's going to be any animals running on the field. Let's tell you, if you say you want to get 20 points for saying a cat or something runs on the field, fine, but then you lose 10 points if no animal runs on the field. You still want to do it?
Well, I'm saying neither happen anyway, so I want to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, there
you go. Good fun little transition we had this year.
I actually have a student that's like Russ. She's always asking me, like, can we do this? And I'm like, you know, I like have to think about it for 5 minutes, and then I wrestle.
Tell Jackson, no, we can't paint with poop on the wall.
And then I finally say, okay, sure, go ahead. If you want to do something that's, you know, with that, you know, go ahead. And then she'll say, well, I'm not going to do it. I just wanted to see if we could.
Like, what?
Matt, we all know that you're a communist and you always say no first.
Yeah.
I've
said Comrade Matt. Mike, yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say yes, and Matt, Russ, you already said no, right?
Correct.
Okay. Will Bill Belichick be wearing a hoodie? Yes is worth 1 point. No is worth 10.
Wow.
Because there's no chance. Even if it's a designer hoodie, he'll be going with a hoodie.
Oh, I got to wear my hoodie. It's my lucky hoodie. Got to wear it. What I wear.
Bonus points if Fizzlehoff's prediction of a bird shitting on Goodell happens.
I just use the S word.
It would be huge.
I hope they don't shut this podcast down, Jack.
It's funny. I have a funny story. I was going to tell it for the Married Man show, but we're at Cracker Barrel, and a bird had pooped on my window, and my grandson's behind me. I go, "Hey, some bird just essed on my window," and he goes, "Bird essed on Papa's window." I go, "Why did he say that?" And my wife goes, "You just said it." I said, "Oh, did I? Oh, well." So anyway, Bill, we're wearing a hoodie. I don't know who's going first. This is the last question. I'm going to say no. Bill will not be wearing a hoodie because it's worth 10 points.
I'd say yes.
Yes. Matty Ice.
No, he's not wearing a hoodie. He's wearing his best sport coat, and a bird's going to poop on it.
Okay, and Mike.
Now, can I ask a question? What if an animal comes into the stadium wearing a hoodie? Do I get 20 points for that?
You get 30 points if an animal comes in wearing a hoodie.
All right, because I'm not going to answer that. I just want to go no.
You know, if I was a Falcons, I would get a monkey and have him wear a hoodie and run by Bill Belichick.
Oh man,
just to throw him off.
To be clear, though, I don't think that messing with Belichick really, I don't know. Do you think that messes with his psyche?
It might. You see a hoodie, he might go, "Son, I don't know."
He's pretty stone cold. Nothing phases him.
I wonder how he is outside. Like, how he just cuts loose. Is this just his game face?
You're right.
His poker face. Maybe he's like really crazy outside of
his poker face. Sorry, it was a Lady Gaga reference.
Belichick's a huge Gaga fan.
I wonder if he's like Rex Ryan and he has a foot fetish.
I don't know.
I don't like to think about Belichick and sex, really.
Oh, baby. Oh, that's what I like. Yeah, that's what I like. Okay, I'm good.
To the left, to the left, and I'm done.
Mike, did you say yes or no?
I said no.
No, okay. That's it. That's the final. That's what we're done with.
Hey, did we pick the actual what it was going to be for the coin, whether it was going to be heads or tails?
We did not, and we didn't pick a safety this year.
All right, we can add it.
Yeah, let's add the coin to see what it's going to be.
Let's just make this podcast longer than it has to be. Okay.
Well, it's not like we're never coming back. You just got to tune into Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. So we're heads or tails, right?
Yep.
Well,
I will start to talk.
And you got to say how much they're worth.
Okay. Well, it's 50-50 chance. So
we're going 50 points.
So it's worth 10 points. How's that?
Wow.
10 points.
Jeez.
So you better guess right. Mike, heads or tails?
I already flipped it, so it was heads. So heads. Let's go with that.
I'm going tails just because Mike said heads.
And I'm going heads because Matt is going to go heads.
Whoa. Wow. I was going to go... I was actually going to go with Mike as heads because he went with heads.
Who so. Just fell in the Wizard of Oz?
It was the Tin Man.
The Tin Man.
Yeah, just fell. So, but there are all of these monkeys and they do have tails. It's awfully tempting.
Well, and monkeys have heads too, Matt.
But they do. They're monkeys with tails, so I think that's more.
Now, if a monkey flies into the Super Bowl, do we get 20 points?
Only.
I'm gonna go with that. I just want to know.
Only if it's wearing a hoodie.
What happens if they pour the Gatorade on Bill Belichick and he starts to melt?
That could probably happen.
We all win. We all win.
No. Tom Brady never wins another game.
It seems like Russ always wakes up from, after we've been podcasting for about an hour. Yeah. He's like, "All right, I'm ready to go now, guys.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go." And we're I'm just kidding about the New England jokes. See, Patriots fans get upset by that. You should take it as a compliment. You don't hear us making jokes about
the Cowboys.
Well, we did. You don't hear us making jokes about what's a really bad team in the NFL? Phil, that nobody cares. We haven't made one brown joke.
We have not.
There has been one brown
joke. Well, I did make fun of Donald Trump. So
nobody wants to piss on the Browns.
Nobody wants to rain on their parade.
You know why I can't piss on the Browns? Because Colt McCoy is in. I
already did that.
Well, can we do the safety? Can we pick safety?
Well, Matt, you hadn't picked heads or tails yet.
I did. I picked heads. I conceded. I was I was on the fence, and then I was getting wooed by those flying monkey tails, and I was like, no.
I think I should get a point just for guessing that Matt was going to guess heads.
Sure.
That's like getting it right already.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Okay, safety. If there's a safety of the game, yes is worth 15, no is worth 1.
And for an extra 5, pick the team that actually gets the safety.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. Extra 5.
Just making more work for Jack there. He's right.
If you go no, you can't pick a team.
That's right.
Safety. All right. So I'm going for, I guess I go because Mike, you went first last time. I'm saying yes, there will be a safety. And I'm going to say since, neither quarterback's really mobile, but Tom Brady's at least mobile. He's not going to get sacked in the end zone. I'll say New England gets the safety. See, Patriots fans, I'm not all against you.
Aw. And your heart grew 10 times that day.
Yes.
You're like the Tin Man.
Maybe. Oz never gave nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
Oh, wow. It's really profound.
Yeah. I could probably make that into a song. Nah. Russell.
I say yes to safety, and Atlanta gets it.
Okay.
Huh.
Matt?
Oh, I guess it's me. I'm going to say no.
Toto, jump. Okay, no. Toto's at the drawbridge.
So how many points is it for the no?
One.
Yeah.
And Mike Ice.
As I celebrate my epic comeback with my no 1 point and win the championship this year from third place.
So you're saying
no. Okay.
No.
Mike, have you ever won it? Have you ever won the whole enchilada?
A couple years ago. 2 or 3 years ago. I think it was my first year on the show. I won it.
It's always the way that it goes. Jack, have you ever won it?
No.
I don't think Jack has ever won it.
I was leading going to the Super Bowl, and I had a terrible Super Bowl. And just got – I think I was up like 15 going to the Super Bowl and got killed in the Super Bowl. Oh, we got to – who will have the most correct picks in this?
Oh, yeah, we have done that in the past. That seems very fair.
Correct picks. And I think that should be worth 10 points.
13.
13 points? Okay. 13 points. Russ, you're up first. Who will have the most correct picks?
Me.
Russ. Okay. Matt? I think I won this last year picking you, Matt.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to say Jack. And I think I picked Jack last year, too.
Yeah, there you go. Mike?
I will go Matt, and then Jack will pick Mike. So we'll all just have a perfect equal pick right here.
I am going to go Mike because I think you were the most conservative with your picks.
Ooh, shots fired.
No, I'm just saying it. I'm not saying it in a bad way. All right, and now who will pick who will have the least amount?
Oh, a bonus. Okay.
Clean sweep on Jack.
I'm going with Jack.
And that's going to be worth – that's going to be worth –
It's only worth
points. No, it's worth 14 points.
I actually pick first. I'm going to pick Russ.
Russ. Ooh, ouch. Shot fired.
Well, he picked all New England. I'm picking all Atlanta. It makes sense.
Mike already picked Jack. Russ already picked Jack. Well, screw you
and
guys.
Jack picks Jack.
I'm taking – it's going to be a tie between Russ and Mike.
How can you pick them to get the most or the least?
Like, well, they're going to have the same amount.
So he gets 7 points each for.
Okay, hey, you know what? We should throw this in there that if Jack is right, since he's picking two, then he should get double points.
Wait, he's picking two now?
I'm picking both. Both Russ and Mike will have the same amount.
Okay, all right. That's the tie. So
I get 28 points.
Double points. Yeah,
okay, double points. This is why people tune in for all of this crazy math that we throw in at the end of the game.
They're like, how does this help me when I'm betting?
Yeah. I would like to place a bet on Jack. $200. He has the least amount of points.
Okay.
Who's Jack? Somebody go with the tie?
I wonder if you went to Vegas and went on Facebook Live and went up to the thing and said, yeah, I'd like to place a bet on Jack getting the least amount. What would the guy's expression be behind the thing? He'd probably be like
the Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Hearts. Which Jack?
He'd probably look for it. Well, who's Jack?
Which Jack are you talking about? Jack Gronkowski?
The black Jack.
Is that the guy that's going to try and set up Dean Spanos in a, get him to say something inappropriate on recording?
No, that's the white Jack.
I'm just glad you clarified that, Mike. Because I was like, black one? What? All right. I guess it's better than the Browns Jack.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. So, hey, that's it. Okay, go.
Oh, and by the way.
No, I've already closed the pin. I've already turned it off.
I did find out that Richard Dean Morgan was on an episode of Shameless, and then they replaced him.
What? Shameless, a TV show? Showtime show?
Yes.
Is this a reference that we know?
No, he was. He asked me.
It's the Ice Spikes podcast.
He asked me. Was it today? You asked me or no?
Yeah, it was this morning. Yeah.
I go. Who? I go. I don't think he was ever on that show.
Yeah, he was on there for like one or two episodes, and then they replaced him.
They got rid of him because he doesn't have a butt.
I know we like to make inside jokes on here, but this is truly inside joke.
This is a really great way. This is classic Russ way to end the show. I'll just say so. Yeah.
So if you like this show. And you want to listen to The Walking Dead next week? We'll be doing The Walking Dead / Sports Talk podcast. It'll be on The Walking Dead feed. We'll be talking
live about next Monday night at 10:30.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
definitely not any other night.
We'll find out. And then we'll go from there. But if you like the show and like to support it, go to become a patron at patreon.com. And that's what makes this show possible. All the patrons at this time, I'd like to thank three patrons. Tactic Tokyo. Molly the Millennial and Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for all our patrons, and thanks for anybody who just listens. Thanks for everyone who joins us in the chat each week.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, since this is our last show, I just wanted to sincerely thank Ed and Janet joining us every week, or Fizzlehoff, as you like to be called.
Yeah, we apologize for wasting your time, but...
And John Lo Cicero.
Yeah, he joined us today. I just, you know, but Ed and Fizzlehoff... And even a girl who will go unnamed, a gal, we'll say, from another part of this nether regions.
Ed's favorite person. Well, we should probably say her name.
So thank you, Sporting Becky, for joining us all of those years. We've been doing this for 8 years, 7 years. I don't know. It's a long time. It's
been a while.
So many of you have joined us in the live feed and the chat, and we really do appreciate it.
It's one of the longer-running podcasts on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
Hey, we don't even have a Twitter question to throw out there for our last one.
We got to have one.
Yeah, we got to have one. Are you going to miss the sports talk with three stupid guys?
Oh, that's a good one, guys.
Get a tissue. I got to get a tissue or the thing from the Married Man show.
Oh, I was thinking that it was a Mary Tyler Moore reference, you know, because that's how they kind of
brought up.
Because they're having the group hug, and then they have to like go get a tissue. And for those of you that have been watching the Mary Tyler Moore specials, there've been several that have been on.
I've watched them. I've watched several of them, and my wife started watching the first season of Mary Tyler Moore yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the Chuckles the Clown episode the other day.
Oh, that's a good one.
If you go on our Facebook page, Jay and Jack Facebook page, I put it under the Mary Tyler Moore theme. Not on YouTube. That one and the one with the Dick Van Dyke show where she gets her toe caught in the spout of the bathtub. Don't tell me you guys haven't seen that one.
I don't remember that one. And I went through the Dick Van Dyke show like about a year ago. They go
away in a hotel. And she's got the door locked and she has her toes stuck in the, she's playing with the faucet, and she gets her toe stuck in it. And they have to, he's trying to break down. It's a funny episode, Dick Van Dyke. Jay hadn't seen it either. I go, Jay, it's a classic Dick Van Dyke one.
Well, we've got some more Twitter polls that I'll be posting tonight.
Okay.
Ed suggests a couple of good ones. He says, what will you miss more, warm taffy or sports talk with three super guys? And he has, which super guy will you miss the least?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Make sure to spell my name incorrectly. Maddie Ice.
Maddie Ice. Well, it's not like we're it's not like we're going away. We're still doing The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. Oh,
we are.
Mike, you need to change that. Can you change the from sports talk to The Walking Dead on our Twitter page?
Yes, sir.
All right.
A little behind the scenes. It always helps.
There you go.
Now, yeah, we could always talk some sports on there.
Yeah, at the end. Sure.
Like we said, we'll do special episodes on Netflix and HBO.
Yeah.
They got a whole series of
webisodes. They brought back Full House.
Right. So, exactly. You never know. So anyway, thanks for joining us. And in the spirit of the Wizard of Oz, I will miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.
Dot, dot, dot.
Next week it is.
Bye, guys.